This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, November 25th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It is the beginning of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, and it goes until December 10th, International Human Rights Day. In Canada, we also observe the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women during the 16 days to remember the women who were murdered during the tragic mass shooting at Polytechnique Montreal in December 6, 1989. We hear about abuse of women all over the world. The United Nations says gender equality is not only a fundamental human right, but a necessary foundation for a peaceful, prosperous, and sustainable world. For example, gender equality is a predictor of peace, it boosts business performance, and if achieved, it will add $12 trillion to global growth. In short, gender justice benefits everyone. But you may be thinking, we're in Canada. Our country doesn't abuse women to as great a degree as elsewhere. But after some research, I've found shocking statistics. Here in our beautiful country, in 2022, 184 women and girls were violently killed, primarily by men. One woman or girl is killed every 48 hours here in Canada. It's femicide, and it happens here in Canada. In Ontario, there were 30 femicides in 30 weeks. And it's a crisis. Many of us aren't aware of it. Some 25 municipalities in Ontario have opted to declare gender-based violence an epidemic, including Peel Region, Durham Region, and Haltom Region. Every single week, we can expect another woman to be killed by a man closely known to her. More than 4 in 10 women have experienced some form of intimate partner violence in their lifetime. This is devastating for those who experience it, and it also places a costly burden on our health, social, and justice systems. It costs us billions of dollars. The Canadian Women's Foundation says two-thirds of people in Canada know a woman who has experienced physical, sexual, or emotional abuse. Yet because of the stigma attached to being a victim of abuse, there is silence. The person suffering violence feels shame, guilt, or responsibility for their abuse. And we are the ones who witness and don't often do anything. Likely because we don't know what to do or because we're fearful to get involved. My mom, Pola, who I've spoken about before, read an article about a young wife abused by her husband. I was 16. My mom held my elbows, looked me straight in the eye, and said, "Marilyn, if anyone takes a hand to you, grab the biggest fry pan in your kitchen and defend yourself." I had no idea why she felt she had to warn me. I believed it never would happen. But I have to admit, I did endure verbal abuse and suffer disrespect in my relationship and divorced. Who would have thought? Actually, everyone, regardless of race, class, age, gender, can be a victim of abuse. And obviously, abuse of women is everywhere, even here in Canada. So what can we do? We can, when we encounter someone who is abused, support them, not judge them. We can find out what they need. We can listen and let them lead a conversation. Ask what we can do. Be judgment-free. Instead of saying, What did you do or ask? Why don't you leave? Let's say, it's not your fault. I'm here for you. How are you doing right now? It's about being patient and open-minded. It takes time to figure things out, and there is no quick fix. I say these things, but dealing with violence, domestic violence and abuse, is not easy. One solid action any of us can take is call 911 if there's immediate danger. And there are crisis lines in our area we can explore. To those women who are in abusive relationships, been there, done that. So remember what Eleanor Roosevelt said. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. It may be difficult to stand up, to acknowledge the abuse, but know that there is help and you're not alone. It's okay to ask for help. Nothing and no one deserves violence. We need to stand up when we see violence, speak up, break the silence, and call it out. Violence against women must stop. It's inexcusable, and it mustn't be tolerated in our society. Funding is needed to help victims of violence and to create prevention initiatives. They need transitional housing, survival support, a crisis hotline, and more. We can ask our politicians what's being done in our neighborhoods and what will be done, and hope that next November we can see the numbers of abused women in Canada go down. We, each one of us, can resolve to act and try to make this a better world. It starts with working on ourselves and doing what we can to live well and be well so we can be there for those who need us. Today, your From a Woman's Perspective team is here to share their knowledge and experience and help anyone listening empower themselves to make informed decisions. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine the health coach. We'll talk relationships with our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller, and we'll get smart real estate solutions from Sharon Parenteau. Plus, we'll get decluttering tips from Laurie Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility tips from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And of course, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll welcome a new member to our team, Ron Fox, co-founder and CEO of Glide Path Portfolio Services. So let's get started. I am Marilyn Weston. I have laryngitis. I apologize. But we will definitely get it straight from a woman's perspective this entire hour here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now an exciting new adventure begins. We welcome Ron Fox, co-founder and CEO of GlidePath Portfolio Services, a registered portfolio management firm based in Toronto that works exclusively with financial planner professionals to serve each family and client. Ron holds both the CFP, that's the Certified Financial Planner, and Chartered Investment Manager designations, and he brings his 20 years of industry experience to us as well. He started GlidePath in 2016, and he's passionate about helping clients use their money to fund the things in life that matter to them most and make their money last. Good morning, Ron, and welcome to From a Woman's Perspective.
Oh, good morning, Marilyn, and thank you for that warm introduction and all your kind words. I just wanted to say how delighted we are to be asked to participate on your fabulous show And thank you for the invitation.
Well, I'm looking forward to learning a lot from you. Perhaps we can start by you giving us a quick introduction to GlidePath Portfolio Services, who you are, what your mission is, what you serve both to your clients and the network of independent financial planners that you work with. Could you do that, please?
Oh, wonderful. I'd be happy to. Thank you, Marilyn. Our firm, GlidePath Portfolio Services, as you mentioned, we're a registered investment counsel and portfolio management firm based in Toronto. But where do we fit within the broad spectrum of financial services providers, investment managers, investment advice? We actually are focused on working exclusively with financial planning professionals. So, what does that mean and how do we work together? Well, financial, I guess the best analogy, is to think of the financial planner. They're like family doctors of finance, and those who have the certified financial planner, designation have been trained in all aspects in a broad variety of, context to, understand different elements of financial services need to be brought together to deliver a comprehensive and holistic solution for that client. So it's not just investment management, which gets a lot of the attention, or debt management, banking. It's a whole bunch of things, cash flow management, attitudes towards finance, attitudes towards debt, differences between husband and wife or partner and partner. And it's just they make the diagnosis and come up with the integrated solutions across all of the client's financial circumstances and balance sheet, for a technical term, to deliver a solution for that client that gets them financially to where they want to be, to use their money for what's most important to them. And in our case, we try to make that money last for them. So we know, I've talked about what financial planners do. How do we work with them? Well, they come up with, as I mentioned, investment management, which is our focus and specialty, is one part of this. And when they look at what the clients have, the different assets that they have, some are investments, some are others, they have insurance, they have debt, they've got a house, you know, what investable assets do they have? And when do they want to start using those assets to fund income replacement or retirement or whatever you want to call it? And for how long do they need to access money from those accounts? So these financial planners almost create these blueprints for us, which they outsource the investment advice and management then to us as the investment specialist and say, okay, please implement this series of plans for each account. What money are they putting in? When do they plan to take it out? And try to make it last for them for the duration that we've given you. So that gives us a ton of information that we can then qualify with that client to say, okay, we understand what your sensitivity, we ascertain what their, you know, market value drop in market value sensitivity is. And then we know, okay, you need this amount of money at this time, starting at this date for this duration. What is the optimal combination of investment assets to use in each one of those portfolio accounts to make it last? So to summarize, the focus of our firm, serving primarily baby boomer clients, those who are nearing or in retirement or whatever you want to call it these days, helping them who are working with their financial planners to implement investment solutions that confidently and comfortably help them fund what matters to them most, while B, helping them make their money last. So that's what we focus on. That's our specialty. And, you know, we're just so excited that we'll have the chance to our firm, we're excited about bringing some of our partners to this conversation, showcasing some of the wonderful talents and skills and areas of specialization that they have to help the audience understand that, you know, there's independent financial planners out there that are have wonderful areas of expertise. Some may be more suited for your context and situation than others. They've handled different challenges, whether it's, you know, estate planning, whether it may be a divorce, there may be an inheritance, a sale of a company, sale of a house, you know, whatever the context is where there's, you know, there's some money that they have there. And the question is, how do we optimize this? How do we make this money work for us, A, and B, make it last? So hopefully we can have a lot of fun over the course of the next year bringing these people into the show and showcasing their happy stories of how they've tried, how they've successfully solved challenges that their clients brought to them.
I'm curious, you said independent financial planners, and how does that affect financial planners? What do you mean by that?
Oh, okay. Yes. Independence, Marilyn, is somebody who is not working for a firm that is necessarily a manufacturer of products. So going back to the family doctor analogy, these are professionals who are designated that have, they may have started with a firm that has a brand name with insurance, banking, or, you know, investment products of one kind or the other. But they've broken away from that to be independent consultants. So they're not paid on a quota. They're not, they're their own bosses. And they're really like, as I mentioned a moment ago, if we go back to the family doctor analogy, they don't work for GlaxoSmithKline. And I don't mean to diminish the value of advice that other advisors who or financial planners who do work for larger financial institutions, whether it's a bank, insurance company, or other. It's just that they've chosen to break free of that and can provide referrals to firms like ours, excuse me, who are not owned by a major large financial institution.
So just to summarize, as I understand then, the people that you deal with can deal with anyone in the world. They're not locked into any one bank, one insurance company. They're free agents that can do the best for each and every person according to what they need. Would you say that that's accurate?
That's a great way of summarizing it. Thank you, Marilyn.
You're welcome. So, Ron, we're running out of time. However, I did want people to have your contact information on our first meeting so that if there are any questions, because this is not simple for me, and I'm sure it's not simple for a lot of people. Finance may come easier to you and you're trained in it, but for us, we have questions. So how do we reach you?
Okay, well, thank you, Marilyn. Yes, I can be reached directly at my number 647-499-6561, extension 101. If you do get my voicemail, please do leave a message and I will get back to you as soon as possible. My email that you can reach us for any inquiries coming from this wonderful show is zoomer@myglidepath.com, and I'll spell that out. It's Zoomer at myglidepath, so that's myglidepath.com. And our website is www.myglidepath.com, myglidepath.com.
This is your first time with me, but I will repeat the numbers because you said them quickly. If you wish to speak to Ron and learn more, just call 647-499-6561, extension 101. Leave a message and you'll definitely get a return call. Zoomer@myglidepath.com for an email. And going forward, we're going to meet the team at GlidePath and learn from the happy stories they have to share. Ron, thank you for joining us this morning, and I look forward to the adventure of meeting the people that work with you and hearing their happy stories.
Oh, thank you so much, Marilyn. We are so excited about going on this journey with you and having a lot of fun along the way.
Thank you, Ron. Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic will give us her weekly health tip. Then we'll speak with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by our weekly healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. So stay right here and be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I'm going to talk about something maybe not so appetizing for some people, but I wanted to just touch on intestinal parasites because they're actually more common than many people realize. So parasites are actually living organisms. They actually live off of us. And there's a number of types of parasites that can have a negative impact on our health. And most of the time we see them a bigger problem, for example, in developing countries. But parasitic infections actually occur surprisingly often in North America. And so typically parasites can live in us without actually us showing any signs for many years. But there are some signs and symptoms that really we shouldn't ignore. And certainly if people are suspecting that they have parasites, they really, really do need to work with a knowledgeable healthcare practitioner in order to identify and resolve some of the issues. But typically we might see things like digestive issues, things like diarrhea and constipation, skin disorders, fatigue. We talked about fatigue earlier in one of our sessions. Interestingly enough, grinding your teeth while sleeping. So sometimes we see this in children, for example, nutritional deficiencies, even muscle and joint pain, and certainly itching around the rectum. We see this in kids a lot at night. So because of the broad range of symptoms, many of which can be associated with other conditions, it sometimes can be tricky to identify. So in conventional medicine, typically you might be prescribed anti-parasitic drugs. In naturopathic medicine, many practitioners will use a combination of anti-parasitic herbs, for example, plus nutritional protocols. Or sometimes we might use them in conjunction with conventional medicine if they're being prescribed those things from a conventional medical perspective. But certainly naturopathically, parasitic cleansing can be used. We sometimes use herbs, nutritional strategies, for example. But typically preventing parasites are key. Washing our hands frequently, drinking clean water, cooking our food to the right temperature, and really approaching raw fish with caution. So certainly sometimes parasitic worms can be found in sushi. So it's worth investigating and making sure that we're eating our sushi from a reputable source. But if people have some questions or concerned about parasites, they can certainly give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
For any health issue, including parasites, if you want to get to the root of the problem and deal with it naturally, Dr. Betty offers you a complimentary consultation. Give her a call and get started. 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To stay engaged in life, to deal with people and communicate effectively requires we hear well. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto understands this, and he does his utmost to help us look after our ears and our hearing. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today I wanted to share a happy story with you about a small but significant win for one of our newest clients. Her name is Lindsay, and she's a teacher who teaches special needs students. Lindsay is a unique case. She only needs one hearing aid because she hears normally with the other. What also makes Lindsay's case interesting is that she has never gone back to the clinic that sold her that hearing aid, and she has no idea how to maintain her hearing aid by herself. So it should come as no surprise that when she came in to meet us, she was struggling to hear well in all situations. We chatted a little bit with Lindsay about the work that she does and the challenges that she faces concerning how she hears. She was really having a tough time hearing well in noisy situations like the classroom and pretty much anywhere else that was noisy. So, after a brief tutorial on how to clean and maintain her hearing aid, we set upon the task of making her hearing aid sound better. And after a few minutes of some testing and adjusting with a little bit of fine-tuning, she was hearing so much better. We further optimized her settings and balanced her ears together, so her hearing aid and her normal ear should produce the same results. Doing this makes people hear where the sounds are coming from in a very precise accuracy. She was able to very accurately point in the direction of all sounds. What made her surprised was how well she could hear when there was background noise. She said that her previous hearing clinic told her not to expect to hear well in background noise, and here she is doing the exact opposite. There are many people out there whose story sounds similar to Lindsay's story. They have hearing aids that just aren't working well, but they have been told to keep their expectations low. Most of the time, within a few minutes, we can prove the opposite is true. Today is a great day to take action, make a call, and see and hear for yourself if we can do the same thing for you.
Well, taking charge of one's health, one's ears, one's hearing is important because then we stand and we're able to do what we have to do in life. And I've heard from many people that they don't have high expectations from hearing aids until they meet you, Edmund. So if someone wants to reach you, what's the best number?
The best number to reach us is at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Two locations to serve you, and have high expectations because Edmund will live up to them. Thank you, Edmund, and thanks for sharing that story. I appreciate hearing Lindsay's story and how you empowered her to hear well so she could do her job. Talk soon.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Take care.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Here, we call her Cupid. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So a question I get all the time is, how do I make contact with these ladies or with these gentlemen? And so I have a sort of set of rules. I'm funny that way. I like my clients to absolutely, I tell them absolutely no texting. So what I want is for people to earn your time. And a text message just does not do that in my way of thinking. You should be on the phone with somebody for a brief period of time, so not really more than 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, you should be meeting at a restaurant, not a coffee shop. Coffee shops are cold. They set the temperature very low because they want you to get your coffee and get out. So not an ideal situation for a first meeting. You want to choose a nice, quiet little restaurant that's cozy, that you can get to know someone, that you can hear over the noise. So that's sort of the best setting to have a first date. If the gentleman offers to pick up the bill, which he should do if he likes the lady, you should accept graciously. If you're not interested and you don't plan to see the person again, you can pay your share and away you go.
Wow. That was a lot of good information in just 1 minute. Obviously, you do coaching for your clients. So when someone wants to talk to you about what they are looking for in a person, are you able to set time aside and guide them and then coach them step by step?
Yeah, so my first order of business is always doing an interview with someone. I want to make sure, first of all, that I have what you're looking for in big enough numbers that I can match you on a regular basis, which for our service is usually weekly. And so I like to you to make sure that, you know, I understand who you are. I understand some of your history. I understand what you're looking for going forward. So an interview is the first order of business. It doesn't obligate either of us. So if I feel like you're not a good fit, or if you don't feel comfortable, you're not ready, you can certainly go away and think about it and decide not to do it. But it's certainly a first step is booking an interview.
So it starts with a conversation with matchmaker Linda Miller. You won't know anything until you talk and ask your questions and get your answers. All I can say is Linda has earned the name Cupid. She has a great success rate for people 70 and older, as well as people younger. Age is not a barrier. So take down her number and give her a call. 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. MistyRiverIntros.com has all sorts of information as well. It all takes you to make one step, ask your questions, get your answers, and be on the road to meeting the right person. Linda, thank you for all that good advice. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at MistyRiverIntros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly healthy aging tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. It's really fun to be here. And today I wanted to talk about medication adherence. Well, what does that term really mean? What it means is the extent to which a patient follows a treatment regimen. And when we look at medications from an American study, it showed that 3 out of 4 Americans don't take their medication as directed. And what that means, especially for patients with chronic diseases such as cardiovascular disease or diabetes, it means that it increases your risk of dying and it costs the healthcare system a lot of money. And what we know is there's lots of reasons why people may not take their medications as it's been ordered. They may forget. They may not be convinced about the medication's effectiveness. They may be afraid of side effects or have difficulty for some reason or another. The rising cost of medications is also a barrier. And what we know is whatever the reason, when you don't take medication that's been prescribed, you miss the potential benefits, the quality of life improvements, and the loss of protection against future illness or serious complications. One of the common medications that people don't take properly are blood pressure medications, and that's because you don't feel your blood pressure necessarily. People often miss doses, and that increases your risk of stroke and heart attack. So my advice is if you're having a problem with your medication, talk to your doctor, talk to the pharmacist, and figure out what you can do. Is it possible to take medications with vitamins? Are you supposed to avoid certain foods? Do you take it on an empty stomach or a full stomach? The bottom line is you should understand what you're taking and why, and then take it the way it's supposed to be taken so that it does have a positive impact on whatever chronic condition we're trying to manage and you're taking charge of your health. It's really important, and there's no point being on medications if you can't take it the way it's ordered and if you can't take it properly because it's not going to work the way we expect it to. So talk to the pharmacist, talk to your doctor, don't just stop taking something over a side effect or some concern that you had. It needs to be discussed.
Well, you couldn't have said it any more clearly or more straightforwardly than you just did. Your book is full of useful advice and clear language, and this demonstrates it. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. If you want to take charge of your health and get useful advice and clear language, remember the name of the Canadian bestseller, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, written by Dr. Vivian Brown. I have signed copies in my store, and also you can get it at any bookstore in Canada. You can request it if they don't have it in stock, or you can log on to drvivianbrown.com. Regardless of how you get it, you'll be glad to have it and to use it. It will benefit you. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, skilled realtor and gifted negotiator Sharon Parenteau joins us with Smart Realty Solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. Last week, I shared how clutter is the number one enemy that holds seniors in homes that no longer suit their retirement needs. People say, I'd love to move to a more manageable home, but have you seen my basement? So it was so gratifying to have many of you reach out for a free copy of the Decluttering Battle Plan. I'm really looking forward to hearing good news stories about homeowners conquering clutter with our straightforward five-step strategy. Decluttering your home, especially to prepare for downsizing one day, isn't a once-and-done event, but an ongoing process. Throughout the year, we should be looking for opportunities to reduce the overall surplus and live lighter, more carefree lives. Right now, as the weather changes, is a fabulous time to purge your closet. Whatever you didn't wear this summer is a strong candidate for donation. If you're like most people I know, myself included, we wear the same 20% of our closet 80% of the time. So doesn't that mean that you could actually get rid of the vast majority of what's in your closet and not miss a single thing? My favorite way to cull clothing clutter is to donate it. We're so lucky to have a plethora of donation options in the GTA. Not just for clothing items, but purses, boots, scarves, and of course, outerwear are all in high demand by organizations that serve the less fortunate. On our website this week, we will have a list of more than 25 organizations that will be glad to take your clean, gently used surplus clothing, including programs like Out of the Cold, and other faith-based organizations that distribute clothing to the homeless. And fill a purse for a sister. Why not take that unused handbag and fill it with personal hygiene items to be gifted to women in shelters or crisis centers? If you can't physically deliver the donations yourself, there are several not-for-profit organizations that will actually come to you to pick up. The list is available at smartrealtysolution.com or by calling me at 416-460-5636. While you're visiting our website, I highly encourage you to sign up for our 30-day decluttering challenge and check out our other resources, especially written for downsizing Zoomers. Everything there is free of charge or obligation. Donating your unused clothing and accessories is truly a win-win situation, which I love. You'll have a tangible benefit of more closet space along with the joy that comes from helping others.
Win-win always works, Sharon. It's part of my philosophy as well. Thank you for these useful tips. I enjoyed hearing you speak at the Ontario Society for Senior Citizens and illustrations about how often our living space is a huge, expensive storage bin. Your decluttering advice makes sense for anyone who's living in a house, and even if they're not going to sell, make it more useful to themselves. Thanks again for sharing, Sharon Parenteau. You have smart realty solutions, and you offer no rush, no regrets. That's your motto, and you live by it. And I know anyone who calls you will get solid, smart realty advice. Sharon's number again, 416-460-5636. That's 416-460-5636. Sharon, thank you for your smart realty solutions.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us, and I think he has a happy story. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. I do have a happy story. So we've done a lot of shower renovations this year, and for the most part, our clients are looking to remove their old bathtub and replace it with a new walk-in shower. But one of the greatest debates I have with my clients is the topic of curb shower versus curbless shower. Most recently, my client Debbie wanted a curb for her shower. The main reason, you may ask, well, it was to prevent the water from escaping from the shower. Debbie also likes the look of a marble curb as a contrast in her shower. I then asked Debbie if she would consider a curbless shower. She said that she would like more information about it, and she wasn't convinced it was a better alternative than a curb shower. So I explained that building a shower without a curb is removing a barrier for future considerations. Most people don't consider the fact that a 4-inch curb can be dangerous if you don't have above-average mobility. The curb itself is usually tiled or installed with a marble jamb that is slippery when you step on it, which is dangerous, especially when it's wet coming out of the shower. It has been said that barrier-free showers without a curb will have the water leaking all over the floor. Well, that's not the case, as we install a water retainer to keep the water inside, as well as a weighted curtain so it doesn't blow out of the shower. You can also install glass doors or sliding doors the same way you would just on a curb shower. I've done hundreds and hundreds of barrier-free showers over my 12 years in business, even in condos, and we never had pools of water leaving the shower. Overall, there are pros and cons to both, and it's not just to say that a curb shower isn't still a viable option, because we install many beautiful curb showers as well. But in today's day and age, especially if you're aging, the technology is there for a curbless shower, and it looks beautiful, and it will future-proof your bathroom better than a curb shower can. I also believe it makes the space look larger and more seamless. You will be worry-free, as you won't have a curb to step over or trip on. Debbie was convinced to go curbless after speaking more in detail about it. Once the thought of water not escaping the shower area was realistic, it became a no-brainer for Debbie. She was so grateful that I talked her into a barrier-free shower, and now she'll have this shower built for her long-term in the future, and she won't have to worry about it.
So she has a forever bathroom, and she'll never have to think about what to do next because it's all done ahead of time. A shout out to Debbie. If someone wants to see this, do you have it on your website?
I do. I have it on our website and our Facebook page. Just go to greatertorontoaccessibility.com or type in Greater Toronto Accessibility on Facebook, and you can see all of these stories that I talk about week after week.
And if someone wants to talk to you about renovating any part of their home and creating a forever home that's totally welcoming and accessible for everyone, how do we reach you?
You can call me directly at 647-206-6409. And we can look at your bathroom. It's a free quote, no obligation. That's 647-206-6409.
And the show's special, Daniel.
Yeah, so we do the total home safety check. If you're looking to do more than just your bathroom and you want a whole assessment of your home from top to bottom with a full written report, usually $89.95, free for the first two callers this week, Marilyn.
Total home safety check, $89.95, free if you speak to Daniel Wiskin at 647-206-6409. Daniel, thanks for sharing Debbie's story, and look forward to another happy story next week. Bye for now.
Thanks, Marilyn.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past. A dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Strength training. Strength training is important for everyone, regardless of age. But why strength training for seniors is essential? The human body changes as we age, and often in ways we don't like. A slower metabolism, decreased muscle mass and strength, increased body fat, reduced bone density, stiffer joints, slower reflexes and reaction times, and decreased aerobic capacity. These are just some of the normal changes we experience with aging, but they don't have to be extreme. One of the most important reasons to exercise at all, and especially to include strength training, is to slow and reduce these changes. By the age of 70, the average adult has lost 25% of muscle mass, and this is due mostly to disuse and inactivity. Any kind of exercise can reverse this loss and build muscle mass and strength, but weightlifting, strength training, and resistance training are the best. So I'd like to invite all our listeners for a 1 week of my complimentary group training sessions. It's motivating and it's fun because it's done with other people. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Just to clarify, Christine, these group training classes are on Zoom and you only see them and they only see you, right?
That's right.
So don't be intimidated. Here's a chance to begin an exercise regimen tailored to you and enjoy it 1 week for free. The phone number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Christine is my health coach, and she's kept me going all these years, and I say thank you, Christine. And she can do the same for you. All you have to do is try the group training on Zoom, 416-809-4084. And remember, the first week is free.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether to declutter, downsize, or to move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, the experience, and the team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish, and they'll leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. I can't believe we're in the last week of November, and Christmas is only a month away. As your plans for the holidays get underway, I wanted to take this opportunity to share a tip about gifting. I know I've emphasized this in the past on your show, Marilyn, but in the spirit of the season and based on the clients who we work with every day, instead of presents that add to the clutter, consider gifting experiences, consumables, or services to the older adults on your list this season. Think theater or event tickets. Even better if this is for something that you'd both enjoy and you'd also be giving them the gift of your time. Think of a nice package of edible treats, or a service that will take some of the pressures of home maintenance off their shoulders. The possibilities are endless. And let's face it, for many of us over the years, we've simply acquired and generously given too much stuff.
You always have sage advice for us. And when it comes to decluttering, downsizing, and to moving, you definitely guide people so that they're happy at the end of what they've done. How do we reach you if we want to talk about it and have a complimentary consultation?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
Senior Move Manager Lori Bell. Solid advice, lots of experience, and then you end up where you want, how you want, and you're smiling. One call gets you started. 416-697-8106. Lori, thanks for that good advice about gift giving, but it is frightening. It's only a month away, isn't it?
I know, it's crazy. It's where did the year go?
But I'm going to take your advice, and thanks for giving it. Talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Marilyn. Have a great week.
On this International Day to End Violence Against Women, it's important to acknowledge that no woman deserves to experience violence. Nothing a woman does should provoke it. Rather, we all must work to put a stop to violence against women. Kofi Annan said it well. There is one universal truth applicable to all countries, cultures, and communities. Violence against women is never acceptable, never excusable, never tolerable. It's up to each of us to stop being the shocked, silent observers. We need to speak up, and we need to do what we can to help support any individual we know suffering abuse. And most certainly, we need to call upon our government to take action. They can eradicate the abuse of women and help provide for victims, fund shelters that can give them safety and security, and help them heal from abuse. Our voices can be heard, but only if we speak and stand up to make it better for women here and in the world. Together, we can prevent violence against women. Globally, an estimated 736 million women, almost one in three, have been subjected to physical or sexual partner violence, non-partner violence, or both at least once in their lifetime. We find it in the workplace, online, in our own families, in our neighborhoods. The pandemic and climate change and pressures of war and the conflicts that exist are exasperating it. So let's say no more. Let's do something to stop and end violence against women. Let's fight to prosecute the perpetrators. Let's provide more support and help for victims. Let's invest in women. We can make it happen. We can make a difference. When we see a woman, we can help her face her problem. We can make it happen. We can make a difference. When we see a woman face her palm at us, tuck her thumb under her fingers and bend her fingers over her thumb and towards us, she's not waving hello, she's silently screaming for help. So get her the help she needs. Call 911 and report it. It's important we know the signs and learn how to help. It's important we know the signs and learn how to help. It's time now to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to healthcare workers, caregivers, and service providers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very, very special thank you for making time to spend with us this hour and for having patience with me and my laryngitis. Anyone listening who has questions is welcome to reach out to any or all of the From a Woman's Perspectives team. Our contact information is on marylins.ca under the sponsor expert list, or you're welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, 416-504-6777. And please plan to join me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here again next Saturday morning at 8. Hopefully by then I'll have my voice back. Please try today and every day to combat the hate, abuse and anger that exist in our world by standing up and defending those who are abused. Let's do our part to end abuse of women. Take care. Be well. Until we speak again next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.